The 365 Midweek Peak Rider's Seat.
Yes, we are back with another writer's seat, where every week we give a guest writer from any genre a chance to read an extract from their own work. Now, this is our seventh week of doing this, and the genres have been brilliantly varied over the weeks. We've had David De Winter with a spine-tingling horror, N.T. Anderson gave us a steamy romance, John Paynes gave us a twisty mob tale, we've had pulse-pounding action thriller from Avanti Sentry, and last week, P.L. Stewart gave us our first drop of fantasy. This week, we're changing things up again, going with a mixture of elusive moral truths and satirical, often laugh-out-loud humour with screenwriter and novelist John Prather, who's written this brilliant story of a bizarre modern-day pilgrimage to find the greatest religious relic of the 21st century, which one reviewer perfectly describes as the chance to explore life's vexing challenges with more than a few laughs along the way. Right, enough from me. Here, reading the words of the awesome John Prather, is his friend Harley J, with an extract from John's novel, The Jesus Nut.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Dr. Haley Berkshire was a tenured professor of religious studies who did not believe in God. Her natural cynicism, born of a zealot mother and an alcoholic father and refined through the belittling dictates of the nuns at St. Mary Margaret of Grace Elementary School in Houston, Texas, led her to reject Catholicism as she quickly tired of allegedly celibate old men sprinkling incense and rebranded water and singing in off-key Latin. In high school, her contempt spread to all Judeo-Christian faiths and their fantastic stories about spontaneously combusting shrubbery, a 900-year-old man, a sailor's three-day weekend and the digestive system of a whale, a floating zoo, and of course, a carpenter's restorative and self-levitational powers. Old Testament or new, she decided it was all hogwash. During her undergraduate program in history, she rejected Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, and Confucianism. As a grad student in anthropology, her disdain grew to encompass the belief systems of Sikhs, Wiccans, Druids, Baha'is, Shintoists, and Jains. Finally, while earning her PhD in religious studies, she rejected African diasporic faiths, Native American spiritual beliefs, mysticism, shamanism, Zoroastrianism, agnosticism, atheism, and her first husband, who was a Lutheran. Her colleagues at the University of Utah did not typically invite her to church on Sunday, or for that matter, to lunch during the week. They were not jealous of her conservatively styled blonde hair or resentful of the loose-fitting clothes which, they correctly suspected, were meant to hide the 15 pounds she added over the past decade. They just thought she was a couple volumes short of a complete set, an appraisal which did not bother her one damn bit.
So, once again, that was an extract from The Jesus Nut, written by John Prather and read by Harley J. The Jesus Nut is available to buy now through all good bookstores and on audiobook if you fancy getting the book that way. And you'll find this through the through his website as well, johnpratherwriter.com, where you can also find all the details about him and his writing and his blog, where he's just started detailing his journey in adapting one of his novels into a screenplay. And, of course, he's on the socials as well, as are we, at writerseatmwp. Check there and you'll be able to see all of John's details, including links to that fantastic novel of his. And you'll be able to listen again to that excerpt and all of the fantastic writers featured on this show in our Writer's Seat podcast, which is available to follow and subscribe to now through all good podcast providers. Now, if you are a writer and you think this is going to help you get your work noticed and out there, then use those social medias, hashtag 365 Midweek Peak, hashtag Writer's Seat, or find us at OneFlower2Turtles and send us a recording of no more than 2 minutes of you, or if not you, then someone that you know, reading out a part of your writing along with all of your details, and we'll make sure we'll do for you what we just did for John there and give you a well-deserved writer's lift. Or, of course, for more information, just email 365writersseat@gmail.com, and it could be you sat in our nice and comfy Midweek Peak writer's seat this time next week on 365 Radio.
The Writer's Seat Podcast is a One Flower Two Turtles audio production. From midday until 2, every Wednesday on 365 Radio, the Midweek Peak with Steve. Wednesdays, just the way you love it.